Junction FM.
Hello and welcome to Arts Northwest. We're Gaith Fáil Chicotí Arts Northwest, Icréile Ó Ionad na Dlantha, Idlúnín, broadcasting from the Glens Arts Centre in Manor Hamilton with myself, Brendan Murray, and on sound, Mark Gavin. On this week's show, we'll be having a look at a very exciting weekend of events as part of the Leitrim Live series with the project manager on that, Siobhan O'Malley. We'll also be having a chat with a locally based actor performer, Mabel Cha, about her role in the currently running Herself film. But first, the annual Sligo Baroque Festival under the direction of Nicola Cleary takes place this weekend, and the wonderful thing about it is, unlike most stuff that's been happening over the last 2 years, it's primarily live, but there are also online stuff. You're very welcome, Nicola.
Thank you, Brendan, for having me.
Congratulations on a fantastic lineup, and it's just great to see a festival of this scale taking place in Sligo this coming weekend, the 24th, 25th, 26th of September. Nicola, tell us, the Baroque Festival, we've spoken with you many times before, but I mean, I know it has gone from strength to strength over the years, but this year you have a big, huge emphasis on Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yes, we are delighted to be able to celebrate the 300th anniversary of the Brandenburg Concertos. These are real milestones in Bach's compositions, and they really affected everything that came afterwards.
I think they'd be fair to say they're milestones in the history of music. Yeah,
absolutely. And it's music that a lot of people will know, because they will have heard some of the Brandenburg Concertos, and he wrote them really as a CV. He was looking to get a new job, so he really pulled out all the stops and he came up with these absolute gems.
Which is extraordinary to think of, isn't it, in this day and age? You know, if he were around today, he'd be a superstar multimillionaire, wouldn't he?
Absolutely. And this music is timeless. The energy and the joy and humanity, everything that we're about as humans, is reflected in this music, and it's so uplifting. It's stunning.
It certainly is. And I mean, I think Bach himself, I mean, he would say every piece of music really essentially is dedicated to God and the sacred.
Yes, well, we're actually going to give him a chance at both. So we're going to give him a chance at his religious work. So we have an amazing concert on Friday night, this Friday night, in the cathedral in Sligo, and that's featuring Sistina. They're a choral group, a chamber choral group, and we're going to perform two of his short masses, so the Missa Brevis. And again, they're just wonderful gems. They're not performed very often. You don't get a chance to hear them. And there are two of them. And in one of the masses, in the A major, we have two flute solos. And they're just stunning pieces. And we're delighted to have Rachel Brown. She's a leader in Baroque performance throughout the world. And she's playing the flute in one of those. And then in the second, the G minor mass, we have two oboe solos, and we're being joined by Andreas Helm from Vienna.
Lovely. And then on Saturday, you've day-long events.
We've got five different events on Saturday. So we kick off in the morning with the Sligo Baroque Orchestra, and we're featuring a soloist who we're delighted is joining us. She's the leader of the Liverpool Phil, and she's going to play Vivaldi Summer. And that's a free concert. So people
and it's open air.
Yeah, open air, and it's in Anderson's, and people just need just to register, so we have contact tracing and all of that, so we'll talk about that maybe in a minute. But that is a free performance, so please come along, bring the kids, and let them hear an orchestra in action.
And then you have a lovely, interesting lineup with Telemann, Purcell and Dowland.
Yes. During the rest of the day, it just goes from strength to strength. So we've got the IBO, that's the Irish Baroque Orchestra. They have a young student group. They're going to perform at lunchtime. And then in the...
And where is that, Nicola?
That's in the Presbyterian Church.
Great.
in town. So everything is within walking distance of each other. And then at 5 o'clock, we obviously have another highlight, which is the Brandenburg Concertos, and that's in St. John's Cathedral.
And that would have to be pre-booked, obviously.
Yes, yeah. So all the tickets are available through the Hawkswell. We're delighted the Hawkswell is looking after the booking for all of
great,
the ones.
Great,
so you can log on and book your tickets there through the Hawkswell.
And you have an interesting talk at 2 o'clock with Mark Chambers, the singer as celebrity. And just given what we were talking about with Bach, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, Mark is he's the director of Sistina, so he's really the expert to talk about choral music and voice and Bach. And again, that's a free event, so please come along, and it's directly after the recital.
Again, at the Presbyterian Church. And then in the Galloolie Hall, which I'm not familiar with, you'll have to forgive me, this now would be something close to my own heart, John Dowland lute pieces.
Yeah, that's the late night concert, and it's a very intimate setting. It's a beautiful hall, and it suits absolutely the Theorbo. So we have an amazing player coming from Stockholm.
And Jonas Nordberg.
Yeah, many, many recordings he has, and he's going to perform the late night recital. So it'll be a beautiful, beautiful, intimate recital in the evening in the Galloolie Hall, which is just beside, just opposite the cathedral.
Lovely. And then into Sunday, you're into the Hawkswell with the Sligo Academy of Music, and again, a free concert, which is fantastic. Well done.
So, yeah, the Sligo Academy, their students are taking on Baroque music for this event, and they're going to perform, and the ensemble behind them will be the teachers and myself and whoever else is available to make up the forces needed. And then we have a lunchtime concert again in the Gilhooly Hall at 1 o'clock. And after that, then we have a lovely talk, which is about gut string making. So different, very different.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And then the Sligo Baroque, that's our very own ensemble. We take to the stage in the Hawkswell at 5:00. And we're giving a concert, which is really interesting. So it's all the contemporaries of Bach. So whoever else was writing concerto similar to the type of the concertos presented in the Brandenburg, but by all his contemporaries. So you get a different flavour of what was going on at the same time.
Lovely. And then you finish up in the Hawkswell.
So that's at 5:00. And then we have a final concert.
Sorry, in St. John's, yeah.
Yeah, one more in St. John's in the evening. So it's really packed. The whole weekend is packed.
And that's the London Handel Players with Jonas Nordberg.
Yes, yeah. So that's a collaborative concert that we're delighted to be bringing. That all of these
Fantastic.
Concerts are being rehearsed in Sligo. So the musicians are arriving as we speak.
Wow.
And we'll be all around town rehearsing in different venues. And then the performances are from Friday evening.
It's an amazing organisational feat, but you just mentioned there about people booking and following all the guidelines.
Yes, so we need to take people's details just for contact tracing. So we ask people to please be patient with us. Please phone in to the Hawkswell or book your tickets online. That's the easiest. And then everything is as per government restrictions. So we will be socially distancing.
Well, look at... Congratulations on a fantastic achievement. It'll be an amazing weekend. I hope to catch some of myself. You'll get all the details at hawkswell.com or 071-916-1518. Nicola Cleary of Sligo Baroque Festival, well done. Many, many thanks.
Thank you, Brendan, for having us.
And any excuse, any time to play a piece from the Brandenburg Concertos. Element Pictures is a renowned film producing company here in Ireland, which has had much success over the last number of years. And it has a new film out called Herself, which was written and is performed, the lead role by Claire Dunn, and co-written with Phyllida Lloyd of Iron Lady fame. And it was premiered last year at the Sundance Film Festival, and it got its UK premiere in the London Film Festival. But of course, lockdown meant it couldn't get a cinema release, which is now happening. And I'm very delighted that I can welcome to Arts Northwest Mabel Cha, who plays a role in this film. Mabel lived in Sligo here, is now studying in Queen's University. You're very welcome, Mabel.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Mabel, first of all, you're landing in Queen's University via Sligo. Didn't take a normal route. Tell us about your own background, please.
I came into Sligo through the asylum system, where I stayed in direct provision there for 2 years. And while during that time, that's 2013 to 2015, and during that time, if you were in the asylum process, there was very little you could do. So to fill my time, I got into connecting with the local community, the Sligo community, through music, film, art, and different voluntary activities. Then in 2015, I got granted refugee status, which I went ahead to study a business degree in the Sligo IT, and finished that in 2019, which happened to be the year also where I was cast to play a role in the film Herself in 2019, the same year.
Great. Well, it sounds like you have a story that could be put to cinema in itself. But tell us, so how did that lead to that? I know you're a singer and a songwriter, but how did it lead to you getting into acting?
Well, I'm first a performer. I love to say that. And if you're a performer and singing is the lead of the performances, then I think then you're a natural. Acting would come to you much more easily.
Right,
so
yeah.
Putting up a performance for an audience is some kind of acting, I presume.
For sure. And yeah, is this your first film, Mabel?
Yes, it is.
And how did you find the experience?
Oh, it was quite educating.
Sure.
Yes, it was quite educating, the whole process from being cast. I've actually done a few auditions before this, but this was the first one where I was to get the role.
Great. And it's co-developed by Element Pictures, and of course they are Academy Award nominees. Ed Guiney is the producer from, he would have produced The Favourite and The Lobster. And you have, I know, Sharon Horgan, the great Sharon Horgan was involved in it. And how did you, and I know that there's been many BBC are behind it and the BFI and Screen Ireland. How did you, as an experience, are you like, now, I want more of this? Or was it like, okay, I've tasted that. I'm going to go back to my own performing stuff.
Oh, no. Absolutely. I think for me, it was such an experience that I could do this every day.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be amazing. I could do it every day, especially because under the direction of Phyllida Lloyd, it was quite, what she wanted, she could easily communicate what she wanted and so she was just easy to work with because, I don't know, for me personally, it was easy to understand her. She was able to communicate what she wanted from the actors and the writer, Claire, as well. It was just a lovely set of people on everybody around the set on the days I had to go out to shoot. It was just amazing.
And where was it filmed, Mabel?
In Dublin.
Right, okay.
So I was going to Dublin whenever I needed, whenever my part was to be shot.
Great, and I know it has a fantastic cast, Conlith Hill from Game of Thrones and Kathy Belton, who starred in Philomena.
There's a story behind it too.
Yeah, I was just going to come to that. It's quite an intense story.
It is. And so, like I've seen even on Google where people ask, is it a true story? Is it based on a true story? When you watch this film, even those of us who were in it, when I watched some of it back at the Virgin Media Festival,
sure.
Film Festival in Dublin, it was the whole story put together, Kim, it was so true to circumstances, to realities in life about house shortages, about domestic violence, about strong women, about women sustaining, being able to sustain their families, their children, and their household. So all of this put together, it was easy to be able to relate to the character.
Well, I know it's garnered rave reviews, and basically it's the story of a young mother who's struggling to bring up her two young daughters. And it you know, as you say, the battles she faces to do this, to give them a safe and warm home to grow up in. Well, I look forward to catching it myself.
Oh, you should watch it. Take everybody with you, Brendan.
Well,
indeed.
Congratulations on your first screen role. Tell us, what are you doing in Queens?
I'm doing a master's in human resource management, so I'm actually finished in 20 days.
Wow, brilliant. Well, look, the best of luck. Lovely to talk to you. And we look forward maybe to having a chat again down the road. So that's Mabel Cha, who features in Element Pictures' new film called Herself, which is the story of Sandra, who shows a steely determination to change herself and her children's lives for the better. Well worth catching. As we're all aware, it's been a very traumatic time for the arts and culture sector over the last 18 months, indeed as it has been for many sectors. The Department of Arts, Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, under Catherine Martin, has been very proactive in the last number of months in getting funding through on a local level so that live performers and performances can restart the whole industry sector, I suppose. And the project manager for Leitrim's local live performance series is Siobhan O'Malley. And I'm delighted to have Siobhan on the phone. You're very welcome, Siobhan.
Hi, Brendan. Nice to talk to you and thanks for inviting me.
Delighted to have you. Siobhan, first of all, before we talk about your own specific projects with Leitrim, what has the local live performance series, what has it meant in nationally, do you think?
Oh, I mean, it's been so amazing in terms of to give performers an opportunity to get out there and perform live.
And not just performers, but also technicians and crew and people.
Technicians, crew, producers, venues, spaces to perform, spaces to have events, audiences to come out, connecting the audiences and the artists. And just it's just an amazing sense of, wow, this is just great. We've missed this so much. But and I mean, on the other side, there's also something that we can't ignore, which is it's a transition period for a lot of the artists and even the audiences, but a transition period of, you know, kind of anxiety to get out there on the stage. It's been a long time. But I think this localized performance program and scheme is a great platform to get people back out, even, you know, at different levels, on smaller stages, in big towns, small villages.
That's right. And each county is operating this, but they're all taking their own approach. And tell us about how you came up around your approach, because as you say, you've had some bigger gigs, some smaller gigs, but well spread out throughout Leitrim.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we decided to have an open call, Brendan, and I had worked on the Creative Ireland open call for Leitrim County Council a couple of years ago. And I just know there's some amazing groups, committees, organisations, arts organisations around the county. So this is a great opportunity to kind of link in with them and say, look, would you like to do something in your village or your town and encourage people to think of proposals for events. So actually, they came out in force. There were 11 different projects supported through this, and they're all over, from Kilsyclare, Drummond, Carrick and Shannon, Glenfarren, Drumcarran, Ballinamore, Manor, Hamilton, Carrigallen.
Great.
So they're all around the county, and there is, in total, Brendan, in August and September, there's more than 30 live performances happening through this scheme around the county. And a lot of them are, a third of them, like 10 of them, are coming up this weekend.
Brilliant.
So like, this weekend is like a festival in, it's like a festival in Leitrim.
It is, which maybe will give impetus for something down the road. So,
well, you know, wouldn't it be great?
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us the specifics, Siobhan.
Right, so will we start in the north of the south? Let's start at Parks Castle. So from Friday to Sunday evening at 9 o'clock, so just in darkness at Parks Castle, Rabbit's Riot Theatre Company are presenting new writing by Tracy Nealon, and it's based on a story about Parks Castle. And
so it's a very evocative and backdrop, and nicely chosen time of 9 o'clock. So that's on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And that's at 9 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah.
And coinciding with that, then over in Ballinamore, you have the September soiree.
Yes, September soiree. So that's at 8 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Three different events, and this is in the newly refurbished Island Theatre. It's Ballinamore Community Centre / Island Theatre, and this is their kind of first weekend really of events. They're not officially open yet, but this is their first weekend of events, so it's
great.
Very exciting. On Friday night they have Ailey Blunney's Folkatronica. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Ailey.
I am. We had her here last year or 2 years ago, just before the lockdown. Yeah, she's great.
And she's Carrick. Do you know, there's a great quote, Brendan, I don't know if you've read it, but it was from Atlanta's community radio, and they said her music sounds like the Leitrim Fiddle legend Ben Lennon met up with Patti Smith, had a drink in Carrick and Shannon, and worked out how to fuse trad folk rock and sprinkle some tasteful electronica all over it.
Love it.
Isn't that great?
Love it. Absolutely brilliant. She is excellent. Absolutely. And then on Saturday you have a folk duo, Greenbird, Cliona Quinn and Mark Murphy, and with support by the fantastic fiddle player, Jerry Harrington. And then on Sunday, interesting, Cathal Roach is always very interesting.
He is. And, you know, this time he's bringing the new group together. It's the Ellingtonia Quintet, and it's celebrating the music of Duke Ellington. And he's bringing in, Leitrim musician Udo Grunwald, and then some of his collaborators from the legendary kind of Dublin Bertie Jazz Club.
Brilliant.
So Colin O'Hara on trombone and Conor Murray on drums, and then Darrell Kelly on
So TV. That's lovely. So that's Sunday the 26th. And then it's great to see the John McKenna Society and Drumcarran getting involved.
They have trad in the village. So they have performances over two Sunday afternoons.
So they did one last Sunday and they're doing another one this Sunday.
Yes, that's right.
And that's 3 p.m. to 4:30, which is a number of ensembles taking part, which is brilliant, in Davitt's Bar Garden and Wynn's Bar Garden. So you can have a jar as well. That's fantastic. And then the Echoes at the Castle number 4. Now, we've had Aoife Hammond on from Manor Hamilton Castle talking about the series of gigs she's had. I think this is the final one in the series.
Final one in the series, and it's gone really well, and what a beautiful location to have it.
Absolutely.
Outdoors in the front of a full of theatre. So, and the final one is has Circa Fox working with
Circa Fox, a well-known writer actor living in the area. Yeah
exactly. Working with Amir Abu
Al-Rab. Yeah, he's a Palestinian, and his work is kind of it's very interesting dance kind of performance art, so it's a especially commissioned piece.
Yes, that's especially created for this. And then...
And working with Martin Brunston, of the Hot House Flowers.
A solo piece on double bass. Which
lovely,
is really
lovely. It's fantastic. And then, of course, the Rainbow Ballroom out in Glenfarn.
Yeah, so they had a series of three fabulous Friday lives. This is the third, the final one, with the Manor Hamilton band Grooveline, who are great, as you probably know.
Yes, they've come through our rock school here at the Glen Centre.
They
fantastic.
Have, that's right. I mean, that's a great legacy of the Glen Centre Rock School. And so that's on at 8 o'clock on Friday. It's also live streamed.
Tomorrow night, yeah, great. And then finally, the Cornmill Theatre, the well-known Cornmill in Carrigallen, have an outdoor marquee up, and they're doing a Leitrim Live, which features their greatest son, Seamus O'Rourke.
That's right. They're really celebrating their local artists here, which is what the scheme is all about. Seamus O'Rourke, and then they have Tom and Andy Morrow, they have Charlie McGettigan, and then they have Gara Dice with Eleanor Shanley, and they have another duo, The Messages, who are local.
What a lineup.
Like 5 o'clock on
Saturday. Yeah, brilliant. 5 o'clock on Saturday. Look, you'll get all the details on leitrimarts.ie. Siobhan, congratulations. It's an absolutely exceptional project to take on, but also the work that goes into realising it. Congratulations to you and all in Leitrim Arts Office.
Thanks very much,
and
Brendan.
To all the performers and audiences, well done. That's it for this week, folks. Brigade Slán, Wemshire Brendan Murray. Thanks to Mark Gavin on sound. We broadcast every week from the Glens Arts Centre. This show will be repeated on Sunday at 8 p.m. and it's available on all podcast platforms or through Ocean FM. Many thanks to Pubble, the Arts Council and Leitrim County Council for their continued support.